In the lead up to this year's Commonwealth Games, New Delhi has embarked on a program to clear its streets of beggars and street people. Human rights activists describe it as a campaign to make the lives of some of India's most vulnerable people even more miserable. The aim is to project the image that Delhi is a modern, clean and efficient city, but it means hundreds of people being locked in special beggars' prisons amid claims that the city's poor are suffering serious civil rights abuses. Michael Edwards reports from New Delhi.
This busy intersection in New Delhi is normally the place of business for Sondri, a 30-year-old transvestite who makes a couple of dollars a day begging from passing motorists. But today she's out of luck. She's been arrested by one of the city's mobile beggars' courts. She's quickly charged and placed before a judge. This time she was let off, but if she's busted again, she faces a stint in a beggar's prison. This is the only way I can make money, she says. What will I do? I don't want to go to prison. Sondri has been caught up in the front line of New Delhi's push to clean itself up in time for this year's Commonwealth Games. Begging in India is a jailable offence, and squads of mobile courts have been set up to dispense instant justice. Offenders, who are some of India's poorest people, can receive jail terms of up to 10 years. But jail isn't the term that judges like to use.
We are not sentencing anybody, any beggar. We are just sending them for rehabilitation purposes, so they may have some shelter if they are in need of.
Delhi is a city with an estimated population of 150,000 homeless people. They eke out a meagre existence begging or dodging heavy traffic selling small items at intersections. And human rights activists say police harassment of them has been dramatically ramped up in recent months, with hundreds of people being locked up. Harsh Manda is a social activist and an expert on India's poor.
And I think there's perhaps an embarrassment about presenting that part of India to a city that is aspiring to be what they call a world-class city.
There's a frenetic buzz about New Delhi as it works overtime to be ready for the games. Roads are being upgraded, subways are being built, and everywhere there are signs advertising just how much the city is being improved. But little of it seems to be trickling down to the likes of Mohan Kumar and his family, who live in an open field near the Nizamuddin train station. They've come to the city from the countryside looking for a better life, but instead they've had to join the ranks of New Delhi's homeless. We came to the city for a better life, he says, but all we can do is beg or sell things on the street, and now we get harassed by the police all the time. Human rights lawyer Colin Gonsalves says it's a war against the poor. He wants those coming to the Commonwealth Games to speak out against it.
I would really like sportsmen from the Western world and people coming for the Commonwealth Games to write letters of protest to our Prime Minister, to write letters of protest to the Delhi Chief Minister, Sheila Dixit, and to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and to the judges of the High Courts, and to all the judges of the Supreme Court, and say, please stop this. We don't want you to clean up Delhi for us. We don't mind if people beg.
But New Delhi's government rejects this view. For its Chief Minister, Sheila Dixit, the focus is on the positive.
Everything has been upgraded from, you know, railway stations to streets, to the stadia, which is being all modernized, to medical services, to beautification. So I think it's going to be a show where sports, of course, will take the center stage. But then apart from that, it will showcase India also, and Delhi especially. I think it will come out as a city which is next to none.
But it's unlikely much of these improvements will be of benefit to those living tough on New Delhi streets. This is Michael Edwards in New Delhi for PM.